Homeward Bound, December 30. Heaven begins in the soul. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. Matthew 22, verse 37. Heaven begins in the soul, and as heavenly mindedness increases, Christ is more and more appreciated and finally becomes the chiefest among 10,000, the one altogether lovely. But as Satan is allowed to control the mind, his attributes become a part of the character of the one whom he controls, and sinners exercise themselves unto more and more ungodliness. If we would see heaven, we must have heaven below. We must have a heaven to go to heaven in. We must have heaven in our families, through Christ continually approaching unto God. Christ is the great center of attraction, and the child of God hid in Christ meets with God and is lost in the divine being. Prayer is the life of the soul. It is feeding on Christ. It is turning our faces fully toward the Son of Righteousness. As we turn our faces toward Him, He turns His face toward us. He longs to give us divine grace, and as we draw nigh to God with full assurance of faith, our spiritual conceptions are quickened. We do not then walk in blindness, bemoaning our spiritual barrenness, for by diligent, prayerful searching of the Word of God, we apply His rich promises unto our souls. Angels draw close to our side, and the enemy with his manifold devices is driven back. Prayer is the strength of the soul, and yet this exercise has been sadly neglected. By simple, earnest, contrite prayer, heavenly mindedness is greatly increased. No other means of grace can be substituted, and healthiness of the soul be preserved. Prayer brings the soul into immediate contact with the wellspring of life and strengthens the spiritual sinew and muscle of our religious experience. For we live by faith, seeing Him who is invisible. Neglect the exercise of prayer or engage in prayer spasmodically now and then as it is deemed convenient, and you lose your connection with God. The Christian life becomes dry, and the spiritual faculties have no vitality. The religious experience lacks health and vigor. There is a growing tendency to substitute human writings and sayings for the Word of God. It is the grace of God alone which can vitalize and refresh the soul. The precious, sure word of prophecy reveals to those who are searchers for truth the riches of the grace of Christ. Signs of the Times, July 31, 1893.